Big, big week here for the Nottoway Valley girls basketball team, and it starts with a matchup against a Class 1A top 10 rated St. Albert coming up on Tuesday. Joining us to talk about it is head man Brian Eisbach. Coach, this looked good non-conference game with the Saints. What are your expectations going into it?
Hey, Bennett, good to be with you. Expectations are we're going to have to play extremely hard and extremely smart. They're a really well-coached team, very athletic. They do the little things really, really well. Obviously, they just had a loss Friday night to a very strong and physical and well-coached Harlan team. But the kids are looking forward to it. We added this game for a reason. Give us some, you know, some tougher non-conference matchups and going to their place, going to the Palace. We've never been there before. I've never been there before. So looking forward to the challenge for sure.
What are some of the, I guess, the size of St. Albert is one thing that stands out, but physical, as far as how you match up, how do you compare there?
Well, we, you know, we have our bigs, you know, like Georgia and Bella, I think are a little, maybe a little quicker than theirs, obviously shorter than theirs. So we need them to be a little quicker. You know, we're going to have to be very mindful, you know, protecting, we call it the post box, that, you know, the lower part of the lane, and then also the high post. They're very, very good at picking defenses apart, especially weak side, slow rotations. We're just going to have to play really clean, disciplined, fundamental defense and go as hard as we can for 32 minutes.
Your team has been playing some really strong basketball as of late, a couple of lopsided wins late last week, and hit some milestones from some of your players in those as well. What can you tell us about the win against Lenox on Friday?
It was our annual fundraiser, and we had a huge crowd. We had a really great participation from our three communities that make up our school district. It was loud, and I think that, you know, our kids fed off of that, no pun intended. But Lindsay Davis reached 1,000 career points in her 60th game. You know, part of that is the way we play, but the other part of that is that kid could easily be at 1,500 points right now if she wanted to be. She's a really good teammate, passes the ball extremely well, you know, really is a does all the little things. I mean, she's usually a leader for us in steals, assists, and as far as our guards go, and rebounds. And so it was really neat to see her get that at home against a conference team, and one that our kids are very familiar with. So it was a fun night. Izzy had a career high of 30 points. Bella and Georgia and Annika all did really well, in different ways, like they always do. And we had some help off the bench too. So it was a team effort.
To see Lindsay Davis go from, you know, kind of a supporting role, or, you know, one of the key players, to, you know, pretty much everybody's going to have their main defensive focus on her. I don't want to ask you if you're surprised to see she's done this well, but I guess just how much more impressive does it make it that she's probably seeing more defensive attention and she's still upped her numbers?
Well, and part of that is having four kids on the floor with her at all times that are aggressive and know that they can, you know, that they're going to get looks and that they need to take advantage of those. Another big part of that, or the main thing, I guess, would be that Lindsay has worked extremely hard. She's played a lot of basketball. She's made a very valiant effort as a leader of this team to spend time with these kids outside the gym as well. And they all kind of feed off of each other, and it's really exciting to see. And, you know, the coolest thing, I guess, I could say about Lindsay is she's that kid that she's celebrating her teammates' successes as well. Not just in the game, but as the season goes on. So very proud of her, but she's always done the little things even before this year. You know, I think she has led us in steals the last 2 years as a freshman and a sophomore. She stepped up big her freshman year when we were fortunate enough to make it to the state tournament. And now she sees that, you know, there may be a night where she's not going to get as many looks because of a defense. And at the same time, she does a really good job of beating those defenses as well. And her teammates are a big help to that. They play really well together.
Not just St. Albert coming up on Tuesday night, but you've got Panorama, another ranked squad, later this week as well. And I won't ask you any specifics about the Panthers because you got to take things one game at a time. But just in general, this stretch this week, how excited are you to find out what your team is made of, so to speak?
Well, I'm very excited, and that is literally the definition of this week for us, is to find out, you know, where we stand with, you know, the postseason roughly a month away, or a little bit less. But, you know, Panorama's graduated, and we are not looking ahead, for the record, but Panorama's graduated, you know, some really, really good players that were responsible for ending our season last year one game short of the state tournament. That's not lost on our kids. You know, everybody in our locker room now, including our freshmen that were around last year, you know, remember that feeling. And although this is not a postseason game, I think the kids are looking at, you know, approaching it like it is. You know, we've got three away games this week, and they're all going to have their own, you know, unique difficulties. So Panorama is definitely a team we don't take lightly.
Would you say your group, for the most part, has the mentality of just kind of wanting to prove they belong with some of the top-tier teams?
Yeah, I do. I feel like, you know, at this point of the season, with our resume, the only two losses we have being to ranked teams, you know, Vargason just got Atlantic. You know, the girls in Atlantic just got into the top 15 in 3A. You know, we feel like our two losses are quality losses, but at the same time, we also know, and we talk about it every day, that, you know, for us to be able to have the argument that we feel like we should be ranked, we have to prove it. And what better way to do it than some big games coming up this week.
Coach, thanks for your time. Always good to talk to you.
Always good to talk to the Golden Voice of Southwest Iowa, Bennett. Thanks for all you do, man. We appreciate you.